Sunday, January the 21st, was as bleak a day as I can remember. I think we both felt too depleted to even want to go to church. And I believe Lyndon made some remark about Dr. Davis might have something to say about the Eartha Kitt incident. As it happened, he didn't, but they did. Found later that 17 demonstrators protesting the Vietnam War and defending Eartha Kitt's outburst gone to the church, thumb bearded and with long hair, rose in the middle of the sermon, began distributing leaflets denouncing Dr. Davis, calling the president an outrageous liar and thief. I'm glad to say Dr. Davis was not distracted from his sermon,
so we were told,
and the ushers escorted the demonstrators out, although one of them lay down in the aisle and had to be bodily taken out. He lay in bed and read the papers, but the hurt in my heart was not for what I saw in them. Reactions from the Eartha Kitt incident. It had wide coverage on Friday and Saturday and still today. Dick Gregory berates the First Lady. Dr. Martin Luther King described Miss Kitt's White House speech as a very proper gesture, describing the feelings of many persons. Out in front of the White House, two dozen women and five men marched to the sign to support Miss Kitt's statements. Here, the letters and the telegrams and the phone calls were pouring in, more than a 10-to-1 ratio applauding me, well, that may change. But it was none of this that made me feel so low. John Gardner had done what Eartha Kitt could not do. He had come in to see Lyndon Saturday afternoon and had told Lyndon he wanted to quit, apparently quite soon. Lyndon had felt that he was at a distance, that he wasn't reaching him. He spoke of a lack of communication. Lyndon reminded him that when he had come from a 2 years leave of absence for Carnegie, and the 2 years had been up last August, that Gardner himself had come to him and said he wanted to stay on. Where was the failure? I had noticed at the ranch that he seemed withdrawn and silent. The natural thing to think is that is not getting enough for his particular causes, health, education, and welfare, from the budget, because Vietnam is getting a large chunk. What hurts me so is that with more, much more, going into health, education, and welfare than ever has gone before, he isn't willing to stay and fight on the Hill and fight in his job, used to the best, everything he does get, and make a good case to the country for getting more. This is no time to quit. He has been one of my favorite cabinet officers. Handsome, intellectual, I knew what the press would do with that word, the sort of a spiritual quality to me. I felt more crushed than I can remember feeling in this administration. There was only one nice thing. Arthur and Matilda had spent the night before with us. They came down, we drank innumerable cups of coffee and tea, and we went over and over the same old ground, our bet noir, whether to announce that we were not going to run, and if so, when and how. At Lyndon's suggestion, I got out the memo I had written in August of 64 that is laid in the right-hand desk drawer since then. The one I have written for this time is somehow lame and pale, and I really do not know the rightness or the wrongness of getting out or trying to stay in. Obviously, Arthur and Matilda were taken aback, though they respect Lyndon's reasons. I told Lyndon that Liz had raised the question of whether or not I had better go to the opening of Ford's Theater. It might be a repeat. I felt instinctively that I should not. I got Ashton on the phone, and she made all the calls to shift our two sets of library meetings from Monday and Tuesday to Sunday and Monday, 28th and 29th. Feeling leaden, we went in for lunch, Lyndon and I, and Linda and Chuck, and Matilda and Arthur, Sam Houston, in the dining room. It's always a help to have Linda and Chuck around. Our children are more and more of a joy and a sustaining force as the years pass and this job mounts. After lunch, we drove out with Linda and Chuck to see their house in Arlington. She's put up some of her pictures and some of her prized books. I read a little bit in Uncle Remus that Dick Russell had given her. It's practically a dead language now. I like the house, except the fact that she has all the shades drawn. In the White House, in the ranch, wherever I am, I like to see the shades up and the sun streaming in.